everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the next podcast. I'm AJ. We have no idea what day or time it is or what number of podcast anymore.
Welcome to the next episode.
I am Carlo.
Hey guys,
this is the normal intro.
Yeah, we'll try to keep it normal.
This is Dave.
I'm surprised we didn't get the swearing out of the way right there.
Oh, yeah, we are dead. We are in the middle of just this terrible off season. I mean, it feels so much different because it's November. What is it today? November 15th. For everybody that's not listening in Vegas, I'm very sorry. It's 75 and beautiful outside in Vegas, so it's amazing. But yeah, I guess it's November and we're supposed to have hockey and we're in the thralls of off season. Nothing's happening. I mean,
none. Yeah. Got all the European leagues.
Petrangelo. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, you got some a little bit of prospect with the NCAA starting back up. Yeah, so you got a little bit.
Had a point.
Donovan had a couple points.
Had two goals.
Yeah, you had a couple things. If we're actually going to try to talk hockey for a little bit,
No. This is our New Jersey podcast.
Ever since the Petrangelo signing, it's just been nothing. That shut the season. Like that shut the league off. It was like, okay, they traded Schmidt, we signed Petro, and okay, everybody, we'll see you in December.
It's because everybody's salty as hell about not getting Petro, I bet. They're all like, you know what, fuck it. We're just like, you know, I don't want to play anymore. Everything's
down. I think something happened, but it's just like really minor. Like there's a few signings here and there, but it's like.
Petro will make a stupid signing. You know that's
team signing
happen.
Their own players, so.
Yeah.
Mantha, I know Mantha's and Bertuzzi signed with Detroit. That's about the only thing I can remember.
Guys, Hoffman is still in the market. That's fucking ridiculous.
Ooh. So was Duclair.
Yeah, that's right. Holla.
Holla, Duclair. Yeah, you got
Duclair's representing himself and kind of overpricing himself from what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Vatanen's
they were talking about how teams have internal caps, so that's why they're not spending because they're not sure how the season goes and they don't know what their budget is and what profits they make. So the owners are like, I don't know if you want to spend through the cap or not.
So the one thing that I would say, at least for Vegas, and I know we've talked about it a bunch before, at least they can get cap compliant, right? They can send Dahlstrom down. They can send Glass down and bring up somebody at league minimum, and they are cap compliant day one. So at least they can get there. If you're Tampa Bay, how the fuck are you getting cap compliant?
Yeah, because fucking Cirelli and freaking Sergachev,
they're still not signed.
Yeah, they're not signed.
Well, neither of them had Arbright, so that's, I mean, yeah, they'll have to sign them. They'll have to figure it out, but neither were Arb eligible, so it's, I don't know, AJ, if we want to talk about it now since we're talking about hockey, but if we start looking at the return to play, I mean, they're supposed to be at camp like at the first week of December.
Yeah. And
second week of December. So, I mean, it's for the seven teams or they're supposed to have like 7 to 10 days more that didn't go to the bubbles. So, I mean, something has to start breaking loose. It's once again, it's the 15th. Yeah. You got American Thanksgiving coming up. In 2 weeks. So it's something better start happening.
I don't know. We'll see because they're talking about the all Canadian division because they need to work out the border and stuff. And COVID cases is not going down. It's actually rising.
Yeah.
So
I'm wondering if they're kind of holding off a little bit to see how much of a spike things go through right in the next couple of weeks because of the holidays.
Yeah. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah. I mean, look at like, what did we have? The biggest peak in history for COVID, like yesterday or a couple of days ago, like 150,000 new cases or something. And then like going into this holiday season where, you know, like these people aren't going to like stop Thanksgiving. Like I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter already that people are like, I'm not going to not do Thanksgiving because of coronavirus. It's like, yeah, well, you're going to kill your grandparents. So idiot.
Yep. I've seen posts about that too. Family back home in Michigan is like, you guys, you know what? You know, I can respect how you feel, but just, you know, I'm glad I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, my sister actually sent us a picture. She actually went to Philadelphia to celebrate, and then she sent us a picture. And my mom was a little upset because she's supposed to come here in a week or two. And you're like, they'll get COVID. That they go here with us and stuff. So it's it's still a situation. People are
heck. I'm still slightly nervous just to go out and pick up my pups on Tuesday.
It's true. I mean, yeah. I still wear, if you wear your mask, it should help, you know,
yeah.
But well, and, people are just out
and there I'm, not wearing I'm going to be wearing my good leather gloves too, that I always wear. So,
yeah. And like, so here's a good example of why masks work. Not to get too far off the topic, but you know, Summer is in the restaurant industry here in Vegas, and she, you know, has had confirmed COVID cases in her restaurant, including employees. But it's all people who refuse to wear masks when they're not working. She wears a mask religiously, washes her hands, does everything by the book. COVID test negative every time. So it's just a testament that if you're out there, you're wearing masks, like obviously stay inside, reduce the risk as much as possible, especially if you're an at-risk person. But if you absolutely have to go out there, like you have set up there, Dave, definitely, you know, obviously masks are amazing.
Yeah, not, I mean,
not if, any if of us disagree with that.
If you're going somewhere that you don't know anybody and you have to be, I mean, I recommend multiple masks, right? Like the blue one, whatever. And then if you put one of those net gator thing over it, then you're really just trying to help yourself. So if you don't have an N95 mask, obviously, because they need to go to the actual people that need it.
That's what I did with the funeral a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be safe. But yeah, let's take it back. I mean, if the NHL waits until cases go down, they're not going to play this year. So at some point, I was listening to 31 Thoughts, and they talked about the same thing. Basically, the NBA just put a date out there, said, hey, here's the date, for better or worse. Here's, we're going to either hit it or not. But you got to commit to something. And I think the NHL needs to get to that point, too, is just get to, okay, if it's January 1st, then it's January 1st. Let's put something on the books rather than just this limbo all the way through. Because if you keep waiting, you'll never get to play.
Yeah. They have to announce it pretty soon here. So, like, you know, we have an article up on our screen share here, just that was talking about all the different, like, you know, possible outcomes of this whole thing. It sounds like they're still dedicated to trying to aim for the very start of January, but they're not sure exactly what games are going to look like or where they're going to be played yet. So there was like a bunch of different stuff that I'd read around potentially having certain hub cities where necessary, essentially, so basically in America.
Yeah.
But then if you look at like the coronavirus numbers across the country right now, obviously we just talked about us having the craziest peak, it's looking more and more grim, especially with regards to having any kind of fans in anytime soon. I mean, we know that there's a vaccine that's potentially coming out, but we also know that it could take 3 to 6 months to completely distribute that, and it sounds like that's not even going to start happening till next year either. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they make this work.
Yeah, the last thing I heard about hubs or not was they pushed away from that because they want the teams to be able to play in their arenas, so you can get those arena naming right deals. You can get your local advertisements. If you're playing in a hub, whatever, if you're playing in a one hub that 16 teams or 8 teams go to, you're missing those naming right deals on 7. You're missing the local advertisements on 7 of those teams. So being able to play, but they have talked about doing like an MLB type schedule where you go in, you play 3 times, and then you leave. That way,
that's what I was just going to bring up.
Yeah. So I obviously it's going to be a huge difference when it comes to an NHL schedule. It'll be like nothing we've never seen. Like you talked about earlier, the Canadian division, because they can't come down here until possibly later in the season, and that'll obviously be left open or for interpretation. But yeah, I think it'll be cool to go in and play like 3 games in 4 nights just to see, as long as you're not traveling. I think it'll be a lot easier on the team.
Actually, what I heard, it's there'd be more than just 3 games in 4 nights. They would actually play a whole bunch of games with that whole group that would be there, and it'd be like 8, 9, 10 games, and then switch.
Because that makes sense, because I feel like a lot West Coast teams not going to play a lot of East Coast teams and vice versa, or the Canadian teams is probably not going to play any of the American teams. So it's probably mostly going to be in division games, and they're just going to have those spurts of 5 games within the divisions and stuff, which is going to be a very, very different NHL season. If there's going to be an asterisk of a season, this is probably it. Like last year is not, I don't think so, but it's this year, because you're not going to play the East Coast or the like Central or whatever, you know.
It also sucks we're going to get lumped with Colorado, who's probably the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Well, I but think... we get Arizona you know,
with it's going to be the worst.
Minnesota, who always is a pain in the ass for us too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Minnesota is going to be in the Central. We won't be able to.
The map I saw had Minnesota with us.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a certain line in my
Minnesota, St. Louis, Dallas, yeah. Colorado, Arizona, and the California teams.
Okay.
Us and the California teams. That makes sense, eight. Yeah. I think that makes eight, right? Three California teams, Arizona, us, and those three. Yep.
The Canada division is the one with the seven, is my guess, since there's seven of them. Yeah.
That's right. Because they don't even, and that's the thing is, I can almost guarantee that by that time, the borders won't be open for just going back and
forth.
Oh, they're talking about for NBA that Toronto has to find a new place to play.
Yeah, it's the same with the Blue the
Raptors.
Blue
Jays.
Yeah, the Blue Jays played in Buffalo for a while. Yeah. And then they, shared with Baltimore, I think?
Pittsburgh. It was Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, Pittsburgh. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to figure it out. They figured out the bubble. I think they'll figure this out. I feel like the NHL did the best job. The NHL and the NBA, I think, did the best job in those bubble situations out of all the leagues. I think the NHL is the only one with zero COVID cases, right?
I think NBA had zero in the bubble as well.
In the bubble. They had one outside, like before they came in.
Correct.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think
they had players trying to leave the bubble, though, too, or, you know, sneak shit in and out, but, you know.
But I also think the NBA got the families in. So as much as I think that gives them a little bit, hey, they probably did a better job just because they were able to get the families in. Whereas in the NHL bubble, it was only if you were in Canada, could you go? And that was kind of, that sucks. And I know, hey, we, at the end of the day, they're human beings, right? They need to be near their family because they were gone for 2.5 months. So, I mean, you look at Tampa Bay and they got to skate around on the ice and they couldn't go anywhere, right? Like, you won, you have nobody else to celebrate with, and that kind of sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely going to be interesting. I think it's still too soon to know exactly what's going to end up happening, and I think it's going to end up pivoting a bunch of times once they get a plan in place. So, you know, like we had discussed last podcast or a couple podcasts ago, it's probably going to start off, you know, as no fans, but maybe by halfway through, maybe they're adding some fans into the mix. Who knows?
Maybe by March, if they start in January, maybe by March you can have fans in some semblance of fans.
Yeah, I mean, once this vaccine gets started, maybe those people that are vaccinated can start to fill those arenas.
There was this thing by I think it's Ticketmaster or something where you have on your app or something where you need to have a positive or a negative result and you can go to concerts and stuff and it needs to be verified or whatever.
That's still sketchy as hell. Like,
yeah, it's very sketchy. I don't know how it's
did any
work.
Of you guys see the article that was with Joe LaCobb, who's the Golden State Warriors owner? He spent the last 8 months working on a rapid test that's 99.9% effective or whatever, and you'll have the results within a minute. So he's trying to get 50% fans in the stands for the Golden State Warriors, and obviously he develops it, it'll go to every professional team because that's huge. Obviously, just test them that day. Okay, hey, you have it, get out. You don't, come on in.
Yeah, but how is the accuracy? Because one false
99.9.
Okay,
it's over 99. Okay,
that's really good. That's really good. Yeah. Because I was gonna say, because one false negative could screw everybody up.
I don't think they're all the way done with it yet. Obviously they're in the testing phase, but that would be something that would be really interesting to get. I mean, I know it would make a lot of people much more comfortable knowing, hey, if you're in an arena with a bunch of, now you'd still wear masks and still be safe, obviously, but it'd make you feel a lot better. And for the NHL, that's the path back, is fans in the stands. Without fans in the stands, yeah, they can maybe make this year work, but they can't make much.
Something that like work. That would definitely make me feel a whole lot easier about going, and I'm the high risk one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And, you know, if that can cover everybody that could potentially be spreading it, then I think that could actually be pretty successful. Plus, if that's combined with the fact that vaccines are probably going to start to get distributed, like those two combined, I would feel a lot more comfortable going back to games.
You're missing one third thing as well. Come January 21st, you're going to have an actual administration that wants and to perpetrate, hey, wear masks and do this, do the right thing. Not to turn this thing political by any stretch of the imagination, yeah. But you are going to have a completely different change of tone come January 21st about COVID. It's not just going to be, figure it out on your own, governors. It will be a completely from the top down. Mm-hmm. Here's what everybody needs to do. So that'll be good.
Yeah, so, personally, though, I'm still going to wait on a vaccine, see how it works with people, see if there's any adverse reactions first before I take it. But, you know, that's just me personally.
When you should, you get it first or probably sooner than the rest of us, I would.
No, I'm going to wait.
Oh.
Let's see, if there's reactions they don't know about, I don't want those reactions.
For sure. If you're able to, stay at home and work from home, which we know you are through at least this school year and then into the summer, there's no reason for you to rush off and get it, right? It's a little bit of a, okay, hey, you got to stay at home for a year. Cool.
And if not, I still have 212 sick days.
There you go. See, I would probably do the same thing, right? Like I'm able to be home until April 1st. So if they put a vaccine out early in the year, I'm not standing up to go get it because my life's not going to change, right? I'm okay staying home. I'm working from home right now. I'm able to do all that from home. So there's no reason to rush out and get it in my opinion.
Yeah, same. I totally understand that. I think overall, I mean, I know that everybody's really sick of not doing anything like we used to, but the sooner that we can clean this shit up, the sooner that we can all go back to these games and have fun. So that's the camp I'm in, is let's work together as a society to get this the fuck out of there so we can go back.
Yeah, wear your fucking mask.
It's not that hard.
It's really not that hard. I went for a run in a mask just to prove a fucking point to all these people that say they can't breathe.
Buddy, I can go for a run without a mask, so fuck off.
Are you talking an oxygen mask, or are you talking a regular mask?
A regular mask. I'd rather have a regular mask.
So. I'd love to have an oxygen mask. That would probably be amazing to go running
with. No, I mean, like, if you get you're really bad sick, you're going to get an oxygen mask.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd probably be me getting the oxygen mask, so...
A quick word from our sponsors.
What's up, everybody? This is Brendan.
This is Taylor.
And we are Straight Up Sabres, covering the Buffalo Sabres for the Hockey Podcast Network.
That's right. You can hear us every Monday and Thursday on Hockey Podcast Network. You can follow us on Twitter at Straight Sabres or follow us on Facebook at Straight Up Sabres.
We are very excited to bring you all of the latest coverage of what is surprisingly seeming to be a pretty exciting Sabres season ahead.
That's right. The Rasmus Ristolainen breakout season is here. You can only hear it every Monday and Thursday, the Hockey Podcast Network and Buffalo Fanatics, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So what do we got next? You got tomorrow, they're releasing all the Adidas reverse retro jerseys, which has been, how long has it been? Dave, this has been hinted at for months now, right?
I first started hearing about it at the early beginning of last season is when I first started hearing about it.
So it's been in the works, and looks like you're on the cusp of getting 31 new jerseys released. There are, and we'll kind of go through division by division, but there are some fantastic ones, and there are some absolutely dog shit, you missed the boat ones. And not dog shit because they're going to look bad, although there are a couple that are going to look bad. But there are some that are just like, did you really put zero effort into it? Detroit, New York Islanders, like...
Ottawa. It's the same thing as their new jerseys. Like why even do that? I wish Ottawa
is showing us the Atlantic Division right now. And actually, like I was saying earlier, my favorite one right now is actually the Montreal one.
Really? The blue one? Yeah, it's
yeah, I like it. I think it's pretty solid.
It's weird seeing Montreal as blue, but yeah, I like it.
So let's talk the Atlantic first. So in the Atlantic, you got Boston, which really didn't do much. They put the ugly bear on the shoulders. Okay, cool. That's
hold on.
It's not bad.
The bear is not ugly. The bear is beautiful.
Okay, I apologize.
Bear is extremely retro.
Yes.
Don't you dare hate on that bear.
I don't think it's. I mean, I don't pay enough attention to the Boston jersey to know. Like,
it's. It's their old, like, it's their old kind of 70s, like, before they updated to make it a little look more modern.
The bespoke, you know, looks the same, so I just don't understand.
There's a few changes to it. They're like the black outlines on the wheel is not there, and it's the way it was made back in the 70s, where graphic design is very limited. That's how it was, you know.
So then after Boston, you got the Buffalo Sabres, which absolutely had the opportunity to hit a home run by
that
putting
shoulder
that,
logo.
The shoulder logo. Correct.
They should have flipped it. They should have put the Sabres on the shoulders and the Buffalo on
that
the.
That thing's dope.
Yep.
Yeah. Why did they do that?
Also,
now,
they should have
when they
with
had
slug.
Those when they were the black and red, they were dog shit ugly. Yeah. But if they do it with their blue and gold and they kept it, you know, with the Buffalo head as the main logo, I think it would have been pretty solid.
Yeah,
I
think they, badass. Like
that's the Dominic Hasek years, right?
Yeah. They should have went with a slug, though. Disappointed.
Oh well. And then next is Detroit. Like Dave, will let you take this one because I don't want to rag on it too much.
Yeah. They're basing the silver off because of their centennial classic jerseys. That's all they did there. And the all white, they basically had an all white jersey in the 50s until they added all the red sleeves. But all they did was swap the red striping with silver, which even I was like kind of iffy on.
They didn't like, is it Detroit like one of those who never changed their jerseys in like forever?
Yeah. Their jersey's basically been the same. I mean, they made subtle edits to the wing wheel logo over the years, but it's basically been the same since the 40s.
Yeah. So there's not much they can do go retro on it except for, you know, changing their old jersey. Yeah, it's a switch is the same jersey.
Some of their Winter Classic jerseys, they could have reversed those.
Yeah.
I felt like there was more they could have done. I feel like that's just kind of, they mailed it in. Not as bad as the Islanders, and we'll get to them later. But
oh, my
God.
God
yes.
Such Jesus. A disappointment, man.
So next you got Florida.
I like this one. I love this one.
I love the shoulder patch. I love the front panther that's coming out. Like, I think that's a really cool logo. The shoulder patch is really, really cool.
It's not bad. I don't like the white at the end of the sleeves, but the white at the bottom is fine. But the white at the end of the sleeves, I'm kind of, yeah.
If it would have been blue, if that would have been that navy blue, I agree.
Yeah, I don't mind. I actually like it because of the bottom is also white and it kind of matches it. But I really like this one. I love this one. I love the that cat logo. It's one of my favorite logos of theirs, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it's very old school. It's very 90s. It's very 90s, and I love it.
Then Montreal, Dave, I agree. Like the blue's really, really cool.
Oh shit!
It makes the logo actually stand out more.
They've always had that. All their jerseys have LNH on it.
Yeah,
because that's the French. I forgot what it means, but
the League of National Hockey in French, basically.
Looks like Ligue Hockey, not the logo, something. Liga.
I think the blue makes their logo actually stand out more.
Yeah.
I think you're right. And talk about taking a literal term, reverse retro. They like did the reverse coloring of everything.
Yeah, they just like I said before, it's like I love it, but it's just so weird. It's gonna be so weird seeing Montreal wear blue because they're red. Like Montreal is known to be a team that wears red. Seeing them wear blue is gonna be so weird.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'm just saying it's gonna be weird.
Out of all the ones I think I've looked at so far, it's my favorite.
Ottawa is next. Now, here's the thing. You got to give Ottawa a little bit of a pass because they just did a full change this year. So they have the black jersey and the white jersey, and the red jersey is the exact same as the black and white. They just did it red. So you kind of have to understand that they're already going back to the 90s or 92 or what year was it?
Early 90s. They came out in 91. That was San Jose came out in 91. They came out in 93, I think.
Yeah, they're right after San Jose. But they have so many other options. They should have went with the O. The one with the O on it. The black one with the O. But instead of black, it's the red. I love that jersey.
I think it's too much red on that jersey.
Yeah, but they should have went with the O, man.
I agree. I think they should have gone with the O. But the sleeves right there with the numbers, maybe they could have put like that gold color or the white in that.
They're
just
come on, guys.
The sleep. That's it. Just this the between the sleep plates.
But they're looking for a sponsorship from Trojan Condoms. That's exactly what they want.
but you get what they drew. It's the same template as their old jersey. They're just changing the colors around. So yeah.
Tampa Bay. A lot of people like this one. I do not like this one.
I like it. I like this old logo.
It looks
very 90s. It's very 90s.
I like the original Tampa jerseys when it came out, except for one thing. I hate white shoulder yokes at the top. I don't like when they have the white and then the rest of all the color box. If that would have been solid blue all the way through, solid.
Blue.
Toronto, ugly as fuck.
Boring.
Yeah, it's Toronto.
It looks like they want their Winter Classic to happen there, so they made basically last year's Winter Classic jerseys.
Wore that exact jersey in the 80s and the 90s.
There's a rumor that's not accurate either. Greg Wyshynski, who's I guess seen the jersey, said, "Hey, there's going to need to be an edit to that as well." So just so you guys know,
it looks like a Tampa Bay Lightning jersey.
I don't like it. That's just me.
It's boring.
Does that finish up
that's the Atlantic? Yep.
Okay, so
let's go to the Central.
You want to go to the Central or the Central. Let's finish East Coast. Let's finish Montreal.
Here we go.
Metro.
Okay, Carolina. This is a little bit controversial.
Beautiful.
Because everybody, I love it. I love the Whalers branding and everything. But here's the situation. Canes fans are upset about this because they wanted a different Carolina jersey, not a Whalers jersey.
Who cares?
Because Carolina fans, it's their jersey.
Fuck them.
It's going to make a shitload of money outside of Carolina.
I will probably buy one of these because being from New England and like growing up probably about 45 minutes from where the Whalers used to play, like fuck yeah.
Hold on, AJ. At the end, we'll list the jerseys that we will actually consider buying.
I couldn't help myself there. You guys know
it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I love it. But as I was saying, Carolina fans saying they already have a Whalers jersey in their repertoire. You know, they already have it, and they're getting another one. And they're saying,
I wonder if the league kind of gave them a little nudge. You know, say, hey, go with this. We'll make more money.
Yeah.
People love the Whalers where I grew up. Like they will still buy swag from Carolina just for the Whalers logo.
That old the whale on the shoulder pad is gorgeous.
I want a stuffed animal looking thing like the flamingo for Vegas.
I'm sure you could find one somewhere.
Yeah,
on a pet whale.
I used to have one as a kid. I always loved the whale on the shoulder so much.
And as a graphic designer, the Hartford Whalers logo is probably one of the best sports logos.
Yes.
Ever.
The negative space there.
I'm not gonna lie, it's amazing. It's such a beautiful logo.
Yep. All right, what's that? Columbus screwed up. They could have been so much better.
What the
gross?
Oh, that logo. I was never a fan of that logo.
The Columbus jacket blue.
the shoulder pad. It needs to be the main logo. Whatever their
No, they had the B one.
Look at the B. Yeah, that's what it should have been.
The B one, right? Yeah, yeah. Should have been the B one. That should have been at the front.
I agree. That should have been the main crest. I agree completely. That's ugly. Okay, move on. It's really ugly.
Yeah, the white again. Fuck it.
So New Jersey's New Jersey's?
Yeah, New Jersey's New Jersey. I actually really like this.
All they do is green. That's all
I like. I don't care. I love this. I love this color combination. It looks like Christmas. And I love it.
it looks like a candy cane color combination.
Looks they like a candy cane. I like it.
They were originally green and red, not black and red. So
yeah,
that's true.
I don't know why. I really like this one. It's just a personal thing.
Here's why I support it. They're leaning into it, right? They're not going away from. They didn't pull like a Islanders, not to beat up on Detroit anymore, but they leaned into what they had originally, what the fans asked for. Now to take it on to the Islanders.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Missed.
They actually wore that.
This is such a jersey. It's their actual jersey. Why do they not have the fisherman logo? Like,
you need it to be the fisherman.
Somebody explain this to me. The colors. What? Even here's the thing, and I think Carlo, you and I were talking about this yesterday. Even if they didn't do the fisherman logo, they should have done the fisherman logo colors. They could have done something. So, I mean, guys, if you haven't seen it, it's literally the jersey they wore when they got eliminated their last game. It's the same jersey.
I was so looking forward to the fisherman one because the fisherman logo is so bad that it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I love it.
Say, when it came out, it was so lambasted by the most of the public that, you know, they only wore like a year or two until they switched back. And they could have gone with their, I know they wore a lighthouse logo before too. They could have gone with something like that.
You should have something different. Or the one with just the NY on it without the rest of it. Like they had I think it was a stadium series or a winter classic or something like that. It was the third jersey. It was just the NY and
fishermen so beautiful. Why do they not do the
fishing? It's such a missed opportunity
right here.
Okay, move on because we don't need to hammer them anymore.
They fired their designers or something before, like before the end of the season.
Oh, the rage, the Lady Liberty. I am.
That was their actual third jersey. That was one of the first third jerseys ever to come out.
I love it.
It just hasn't been worn in years, right?
When that first came out, I almost bought one.
I love it.
It's amazing. It is one, probably one of my favorite retro ones.
Yeah, 97.
Yeah, I love that Liberty jersey.
Yeah, Lady Liberty on the crest. That's good looking. Philly, Dave, I'll let you take Philly because you like this one. I think it's just
I like it. I mean, if not the drawing of it doesn't look good, but if you look at the actual picture of it, the leak there, I don't know. I just like it.
I want to be on the front.
I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's like the best one either. It's good.
I think it's just safe is what
it's
I think.
It's not the best, but it's definitely a long way from the worst.
It's because they have the black shoulder pads for you there, Dave.
That's probably it.
I mean, you like looking at all these jerseys, you can see three main themes out of like different teams. There's the one that leaned into it and just embraced it. There's one that played it safe, and there's one that just totally missed the mark.
Yeah.
So you know, and this is one that's the safe one, which is like I'm okay with it. I don't hate it. I don't think it was lazy. I don't think it was just fine. It's fine.
At least they did not go full black like they did when they first had their first jersey. It was full black, and that was just too much then.
I will. I'm not going to lie. I think that if this happened, like if they planned all this stuff out after the election stuff took place, then Gritty might have been on the front of this jersey.
You mean or Gritney, the female?
Pittsburgh, same thing as Philly, just too safe.
I actually like this one, to be honest. I like the diagonal Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just every time I see this, it just makes me think of the Rangers now.
It's very collegey. It feels like a college jersey, and I don't mind it. It's different. It's cool. I like it.
Capitals, I think they missed the mark. I think those are terrible.
I don't like the weird angle of the Capitals. I understand that it's their old logo, it's their old jersey. They're exactly just a recolor of their old jersey. But here's the thing about the Capitals, other than this jersey or whatever, they need to get that capital, the eagle, the new eagle they have as their main logo, because that's a beautiful fucking logo. Their current alternate logo, they need to have that as their main.
Oh yeah,
I can agree there.
Yeah, it's just whatever. Okay, let's go to the Central now.
Oh, this Central was very there's a hit lot in the Central. There's a lot of Central stuff.
It is hit or miss, I think, for sure. First one is Chicago. I actually like it. I think
I like it.
Because they went way back. They went back to the 40s, and I'm okay with that. I think it's clean.
I think they need to take the stripes back. Is this the clean one, which is the all black? Is that what they're doing?
That's a prediction on the left.
That's the rumor, yeah. The circle logo is pretty good. I think they need to
put in the stripes because I think that's cool.
That would be a great hoodie there.
You read my mind. I was gonna say the jersey more looks like a hoodie that you would wear, not a jersey to me.
It looks like the 47 brand, the team hoodies they do for all the hockey teams.
Yes.
Which I love their hoodie designs. That was the one I actually bought, the Whalers hoodie. But yeah, if you look for like any of their like hoodies for like any of the NHL teams, it looks just exactly like that.
I think they just needed to put the stripes back because they made the chest area solid black. I think they need to put the stripes in. I think it'll make it different. Makes it very old. I think it's very old school, you know, looking.
Here's the thing. Chicago has played in so many outdoor games and games like that. They have so many different versions. They've probably done something like that already.
Yeah, I'm okay with them leaning back into this. Like I said, I like it. I think it's clean enough. I wouldn't have been upset or wouldn't be upset if tomorrow they actually do release and it does have stripes in it. I wouldn't be upset either way. Next one is probably the best or one of the best out of the Central.
The Nordique ones.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The Nordique ones.
Yeah. The Avalanche leaned into it completely and went with their colors and brought a little bit of the Nordique blue into it as well. So that's, they definitely did the right thing.
I think going back to the Carolina thing, I think it's a little bit different with Colorado because I don't think they have a lot of Nordique brandings jerseys yet. And I think they're fine with this because this is their only one. They don't have any Nordique jerseys in their repertoire. Well, Carolina already had one. And bringing back the Nordiques, I think it's a fine idea because that is their heritage. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It doesn't, you know, totally stand out to me. Obviously, you know, the history of the league with Quebec, but yeah, I'll give it a pass.
I like it. I like it a lot. Dallas, boring.
Yeah. I like this jersey. I like this jersey.
And I do too. Because I mean, I like that star design they had in the jersey with the green underneath and all that. Mm-hmm. But they just all they did was just modernize it with their current colors.
Yeah, it's just changing the color scheme. I like it. I like this jersey. I don't know why you're thinking it's boring. I think they should have kept this weird star thing on their jersey. I like it. I don't know. It's different. Yeah, here's it's weird.
I agree with Carlo there.
It's a million times better than the third jersey they just put out earlier this offseason.
Oh my God. They're going to go paintballing. That's what. Laser tag. They're going laser tag. They're going laser tagging.
And then probably this will be everybody's favorite. The North Stars.
All right.
Nope.
Yes. I like how they did it. I was worried they were going to use the N stars because I feel like that's like Dallas's thing now. And they kept the M. So I think that makes sense.
I like the colors. I think the center or the chest logo should have been what they currently have on there, not the M. But I don't know.
Yeah, they put that down there as a possibility. So I guess I think they just went back to the for sure. The only thing that you know is they went back to the Minnesota North Star colors, which are good colors for them.
I think it makes sense for the M because the North Stars have an N on it, and if they put an M on it, maybe they have a different M. Maybe they made a different M that we don't know.
If they would have put that wild head, the bear logo, as a crest instead, I think
it's fine without it because I feel like the bear head makes it look a little bit too modern, and they're trying to go for a kind of retro-ish look, you know, because the bear head, I love the bear. It's one of my favorite sports logos of all time. But I think putting an M in there is a nod to having an N on there as the North Star.
And I agree with you. I certainly agree with that.
The interesting thing is they took the star from the bear's eyes, the eye of the North Star in the bear's design, and they applied it on both sides of the M, it appears.
Isn't that their current M? Isn't that part of their branding, though, the M?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is.
Yeah.
And then next you got Nashville, which for somebody that did something different, they're atrocious.
When they wore those original ones, I thought they were butt-ass ugly, and I think these ones are even worse.
Is this the steel? Are they going with the silver predator? The silver logo? The chrome one?
I don't know.
Chrome tiger?
They're going with whatever allows them to put another banner up in their arena.
Yeah.
Worst reverse retro jersey out there.
That's
St. Louis Blues, ugly.
I don't know what you're talking about. I fucking love this shit. This is one of my favorite ones, but it's going to be weird seeing the Blues as red. It's the same with Montreal as blue, but I love the color, the vibrance of the red they're using. I love it. I don't know
two things
why.
About this what, one. How, Cincinnati how Reds have moved to St. Louis and changed sports, but the jersey also just reminds me, and that's a good memory, though, of when they wore these and then when Eisman scored that double overtime winner in Game 7 against St. Louis. Hi, Tom.
What does Carlo like to say more? That he loves the St. Louis jersey or that he likes to say the word McNabb? I think it's a toss up.
I really like this. I don't know what you're talking about.
You can like it. We'll see. Winnipeg.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, they had so many better chances here.
You know what I think about this jersey? It's thrash because it's not Thrashers.
It's ugly.
They should have leaned into the Thrashers.
They should have went to the Thrashers, man.
All right. And then now the division that we are in my opinion, the actual best division. I think there's four really solid jerseys in here and a couple just okay ones, but there's some really nice jerseys in here. I don't even – in the Pacific, is there a bad one? You're missing right down there.
Edmonton, I don't like it. It's the same syndrome as the Islanders. Edmonton's is the same syndrome as Islanders.
Correct.
Oh, okay, I love the Ducks.
Oh, yes. The Mighty Wing. I would get this one.
The Farting Duck. It makes it look like he's like flying on a fart cloud.
His name's Mighty Wing. His name is Mighty Wing. That's
no, it's not my. It's
no, that's the Mighty Wing.
It's a fighting duck.
Named
Wild Wing. It's Wild Wing. It's Wild Wing, not Mighty Wing. It's Wild
Sorry,
Wing.
You're right. I apologize. I was wrong. Good job.
Carlo went silent because he was
good. No, because I couldn't think of it. It's like at the tip of my tongue. It's like, no, what was it? What was it? I had to think about it.
Wild Wing. That's right. Yeah. I was thinking Mighty Ducks, Mighty Wing. Yeah, Wild Wing. No, but I think they're gorgeous. They're so ugly. They're going to be beautiful. And the colors are fantastic.
Dude, that, yes.
They never should have went away from those colors. I know they. I don't know. They didn't want two teals with San Jose, but who cares? They're gorgeous.
And they need to go back with the mask logo. I don't care if they stay with the orange. That mask, that Ducks logo, the original one, is one of the best logos too.
The one that's on the shoulder pads. The one that's on the shoulder pads.
Yeah. Colors are good. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of it. You know, they changed because they wanted to represent Orange County. That's why they put orange in all their shit. But
That makes sense. Orange County.
Is that a real thing?
Scheme.
Really?
That I like that logo. I actually do.
Arizona Coyotes going purple. I love the shoulder pad logo. That's cool. But the rest is just kind of.
It's okay. Well, Kachina jersey is still the best one.
They're going with the Phoenix Suns theme. So
yeah,
that's why they're going with purple.
This is funny because I never put two and two together that we both use the same fucking lizard.
Gila monster. Chance has some competition now.
See, if you have the Kachina jerseys in your repertoire, it's really hard to top it. So
true.
Yeah,
It's okay. I mean, it's
not, on After Hours last night, Richie was talking about that jersey. He says he has the green one there. I always thought that green version was butt ass ugly. He loves it, but I think the purple actually makes it look better than the green.
I agree.
The purple's good. The purple's a good color for them to break out.
Is it supposed to be like the like night sky basically?
Yeah,
I'm guessing like high desert sky at night or something.
I don't know,
just,
man. But
just that, after sunset, yeah.
That color, that specific purple, it's amazing. Great
culture. Calgary, I think they're gorgeous.
That's awesome.
It's really good.
It reminds me of the flame. What's that flame Pokemon, Carlo? From like
Rapidash.
Fucking god, Rapidash. guys, I'm so sorry.
It's exactly.
Oh my god, I'm losing brain cells.
Stop.
It's exactly Rapidash.
To our listeners that are over 20, I apologize.
I'm over 20.
Yes, actually, I know, but you're a nerd.
A lot of Pokemon. Audience, it's over 20, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because we all grew up in our
three. When Calgary actually wore those jerseys, I actually liked them when they wore those. I know a lot of people don't. Even Calgary fans didn't really necessarily like it. I don't mind it.
They're not better than their current ones that they just went back to, the retro ones that they just went back to, but they are good looking. Like for them, that those three jerseys that they now have in their repertoire are fantastic. The red, the black, the white, like they have probably the best set of three jerseys out there.
You know what else that reminds me of though is Ghost Rider. I know it's like a skull, it's like motorcycle. It's like it reminds me of like Ghost Rider because of the black too. It's the black.
Yeah.
Edmonton played it way too safe.
Yeah.
It's
their away jersey. Basically.
Just fuck that jersey.
Yeah, it's the same syndrome.
They're gonna be good looking, but they played it way too safe.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's the same syndrome as the Islanders one, where it's just. They already have this jersey.
The Kings bet. This is sorry to give it away, but I think these are by far the best. Now, keep in mind, my dog is named Kobe, so I am a Laker fan. So I get that I'm going to have a little bit of attachment to this. But yeah, to go back to the purple and gold for the Kings, those are gorgeous.
They needed to have the crown, though.
No, they did the right thing. They put the Chevy logo on, and that's the right thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I
agree with that, too. I mean, it's probably going to look better. If they have an actual picture of the jersey as opposed to our little cartoonish drawing there.
Mock-up.
But, the mock-up. That's what I was looking for. But I think it's going to look solid.
These are going to sell like hotcakes, and people are going to put number 8 on it, I bet.
I said that this morning. I'm putting Kobe and 8 on the back.
8 or 24. I'm going to go 24 because, old school,
8's old school. 24 is new school.
Yeah, I'm done. Ignore me.
San Jose mailed it in. Those are terrible.
Yeah, anything San Jose does is terrible. They should have won with the Golden Seals, bro. Come on, you have gone with the Golden Seals.
I'm still gonna say we've seen better, but we've seen worse.
Yes, we have seen worse.
That's true. There are worse. This shark logo is just so
It's ugly. Yeah. It's Vancouver ugly. Also, I think, probably missed the boat on this.
The gradient.
A lot of Vancouver fans, or the guys from Vancouver that were on the after hours last night, they were kind of ripping on this. They don't like the faded or the gradient of the green. They said they like using the blue and the green like that, but they should have used a different logo, like the stick in the rink logo. Yeah, and not the gradient.
You know what they should have went with was the giant V, the giant V jersey.
They should have went, go all the way back, the maroon with the V that says Vancouver,
and then absolutely, and recolor it with your green and blue. That would look cool.
Yeah, I mean, this just makes it look like they're like, we wish we were the Whalers colors and logo.
It looks like they just learned how to Photoshop and make two colors into one.
See this,
hey guys, we just learned this. Let us do it.
It's funny you mentioned that because it does look like my first ever Illustrator project where I use gradients everywhere and it's horrible. I remember that college project and it was so bad. Like I don't want to look at it.
And then last but not least is the Vegas Golden Knights. It's kind of funny that we end on this. I guess we didn't necessarily plan that.
Yeah, that was just that.
No, exactly how we planned it, dude.
It's been leaked and there's been pictures out there for I guess almost a month now. It's the old Vegas Thunder jersey with the Golden Knights colors and the Golden Knights secondary logo.
Yeah. I like it. I've always wanted a jersey that has the secondary logo on the front. Would rather it's not red, but I'll take what I can get with that.
Actually, I like the red.
No,
I'd
prefer it to be red. Yeah, we already have gold.
It was because the first mock-ups out there, the red they used was a little iffy, but looking at these pictures, the teases, the red on this is vibrant and good. It's so good. Like out of all, like this is just an overall kind of observation for me, but Adidas nailed a lot of these colors like so good. I don't know if it's just the pictures or but it like the vibrancy and the richness to these colors in these jerseys is just so good.
And I maintained early that the leaks out there were from Fanatics, so everybody wait until you see the Adidas version before you make your mind up. And the Adidas, I agree with Carlo completely. The Adidas version, the logo is going to look better because it's going to be actually that raised crest that's sewn on there rather than just printed on there. It's the Adidas is going to make it look a lot better.
Yep, yeah. And just like the gold one, this will look a lot better in person than it does in pictures.
Yeah, I really like the nod to. I don't know why they didn't went with the Wranglers when it's already red.
But I can do that in the future.
Yeah.
Playing a winter classic, you know, go with a Wranglers type.
I like the main logo on the shoulders. They should have went with Boom Boom though. I think they should have gone with Boom Boom, but
put the main logo on one side and Boom Boom on the other side.
Yeah. I know it's just something I want to do. It's just a nod.
And then go ahead, finish.
I was just kidding because a lot of fans of outside that's not from Vegas, a lot of other NHL fans have probably never heard of the Thunder and they probably won't get the reference. And that's why you should put Boom Boom in there, just a little nod. You know? But it is.
And I've heard a lot of outside of Vegas talk ripping on the jersey. I'm like, guys, once you see it in person, you're gonna like it.
Yeah, because all the mock-ups, the gold, they can't make the gold pop like the Adidas gold.
Or the wrong shade of red as well, too, in the mock-ups.
Yeah.
Totally wrong shade of red in those mock-ups for sure. Now, do you? So I know we were talking about this before we started recording, but let's talk about this for anybody that's listening. Do you think this will end up being the one that they give the season colors?
Yes.
My guess is yes.
Same.
Be an Adidas version.
And there's another jersey we have to talk about, guys, because
I know. Hold on, we'll get to that. We'll get to the most important jersey in Carlos's life right now. So calm down. so to wrap up the reverse retro jerseys. AJ, we already know which one you would go with, right? You're going with the Hartford Whalers. Dave, if you were picking one that wasn't one of your two teams that you currently support,
it would be Montreal.
You'd pick Montreal, Carlo?
Anaheim.
Anaheim, and obviously I'm on the Lakers. Yes, I know they're the Kings. Calm down.
Yeah. But I love the Wild Wing ones. They should have.
I agree. And then Carlo, you can lead us into the most important jersey reveal of this century if you want.
Hell yeah, the Henderson jerseys, which, like, it's weird because the gray and the white is not enough contrast, to be honest with you. I feel like the gray is too light. Is it just me?
Yeah, are you talking the away jersey or the home jersey?
The home jersey is the white jersey in the AHL, by the way. I'm talking about the gray.
Away. I agree that it should have been the shoulder, not the shoulder, yeah, but the elbows, that color gray. But then that would have been too close to the Golden Knights gray. Yeah. I don't know.
It's true. Yeah, that's true.
I like their aways a little bit. I kind of like it better with this like kind of silver steel gray or silver light gray color versus the other one that's just the white.
Yeah, and note, if people buying these and wanting this is CCM. Adidas does not make the AHL jerseys.
Oh, wait, I just noticed that the shoulder patch actually has the flower pattern in the Knights logo there. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's nice.
A lot of mock-ups actually had the star that they had. Like, I'm like, no, it's going to be the Knights jersey. Because the fun fact, the Wolves jerseys didn't have the Knights patch on there anywhere.
I thought it did.
No. It did not, which, because I don't know whether it was because they didn't own them or because they could have, they had players from other teams. Yeah, I don't know. It was maybe just a goofy thing.
Maybe.
But the AHLs typically have the parent team or major team on the shoulders.
Yeah. Even Fort Wayne Comets, if you play for if you're owned by the Golden Knights, you have a Golden Knights patch on your Fort Wayne uniform. Not all of them have it because not everybody in Fort Wayne plays for the Golden Knights, but if you do, you have a Golden Knights patch on it.
I think for me, it's just whelming. It's not overwhelming or underwhelming. It's just kind of
expected.
Yes, but it's an AHL team, so I think, look, if you're used to like the last couple jersey reveals we got, like the gold jersey, the red jersey, like, okay, if you expect that, look, it's an AHL club. It's not, yes, they're owned by the Golden Knights, but if you compare this to the other AHL jerseys, it's one of the better ones out there.
Yeah, I really like it though, to be honest. I am gonna get one eventually.
Elvinus.
I'm gonna get an Elvinus one, either an Elvinus one or a Coughlin
Duke
one.
I'll probably get a Quinny one just because he's born in Vegas. True.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Did either of you guys, Dave or Eric, get numbers on your gold jersey yet?
Not yet. I don't even know that they have them out yet. They said when I purchased them, what'd they say, Dave? 8 weeks?
I think it was 6 to 8 weeks, yeah.
So I haven't even called them yet. I also
called them to ask.
My favorite thing in the world about this is that they still have the 777 jerseys left because people are not spending $777.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
For a janky coin and a pair of gold shoes that you can spray paint yourself. Like, I think that's hilarious. I think they missed the mark on thinking what people would spend during a pandemic.
Now, also, I know on Fanatics website, you can order Authentics with numbering on it, but who knows when they would actually ever ship.
And it's only Fleury or Carlson. You can't order custom numbers on Fanatics.
Yep. Can't you go to the get customized at the Arsenal?
Well, and they just updated their site as of either this weekend, I think. They're now selling player names on the jerseys for.
Okay.
Going back to the Henderson, because there's one thing I wanted to point out on the jersey of the Henderson one is, my favorite part of it is the nameplate. It's the blacked out nameplate with the gold letters. I love it. I don't know.
The Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah, Flyers done that before. Other teams have too.
Yeah, other teams have it, but I really like it. I love the gold letters on it and then the black nameplate on it. I don't know why.
Definitely like the white one better than the gray one.
Yeah, the white one. I like the white one better.
Oh, I like these shirts too.
I forgot who was talking about that, but I do like that, except for the logo makes it a little look janky. If you take out the logo, it's fine.
With the two logos on it, you mean?
Yeah, the two logos. It makes it look too janky.
All right, so
too much.
Carlo, are we okay to move on from the greatest jersey reveal of all time?
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to put my thoughts in there.
No problem. I completely understand. That's why I wanted to give you the time to speak. So now the Golden Knights have four jerseys, which is fucking amazing to me that they've been around. They have more jerseys than years they've been around. Cool.
Year four.
Rank the jerseys for you guys. And I'll kind of go first. For me, it's the away white jersey. then the gold jersey, then the red jersey, and I hate the home grays. The home grays are just the most boring of those bunch, in my opinion. Dave, where do you rank the four gold jerseys?
I'll agree with the white being the top, just because I've always – it kind of depends with the teams, though. Some teams I actually like their colored jersey better than the white, but mostly it's white ones. Like with Detroit, I like the white one better than the full red. But the white – Then maybe the gold second, gray third, and I'll have to see the red one in person before I make a full decision on the red one.
AJ?
So I'm going to go white, and then second for me right now is home because I still haven't seen the gold one in person, so I'm going to – I don't want to say anything before I see it in person. Same with the red, but I would probably put the steel gray one third or fourth if I like both of the you know, thirds. Third in alternates.
Carlo?
I'm going with gold, white, red, gray.
So everybody has white either first or second. That's funny to me.
Here's my thing about the gold one, because I know it's not going to be an very accurate representation of it, but I've been playing NHL 21 and they have the gold jerseys in there. And then watching it on ice, like teams going around movement, it looks really good. I'm not going
to
lie.
God damn it, Carlo.
He brings everything back to video games, which is fine. Hey,
I'm just saying it's like comparison. I know it's not like it's somewhat of a representation, but not like, you know, 100% accurate.
It's definitely not a representation at all.
But I mean, it's still like a simulated representation where you see all the gold jerseys because they did a really good job on it.
Dave and I have them, and they're. I think they did a very, very good job. I think once again, for me, they're a good jersey. Maybe the upper arms could have been a little different, but other than that, I think it's good.
Yeah, the white armbands on the sleeves there, I'm still not a fan of. But I think it's going to, once we get them lettered, it'd be even that much better.
Yeah. So. And it's, and seeing the full kit with it too, seeing the helmet with the socks and everything, I think it just looks great.
It's funny. A lot of people kept making that point, like, oh, it looks so much better with the full set, and cool, but your fans don't wear a full set. Like I'm not wearing hockey shorts.
I mean, yeah,
and socks.
But I should visually when you're watching the game too, when they're wearing these jerseys, you know, it looks.
I only care how it looks when I wear it to the game.
That's fair. I guess that's a point, but I also judge it on how it looks on ice.
At some point, I got a little bit of an issue here. I have 14 jerseys. And I only wear them to games. I don't wear them sitting at home. I don't do any of that stuff. I mean, I got too many jerseys than games I'll attend next year, I'm guessing.
Next time you're over, let me show you my closet with all my jerseys I have.
I have a bunch of Eagles jerseys and a few
Dave,
Golden.
I've never seen anybody with more jerseys than Dave, I don't think.
I don't know. The St. Louis guy, Tom, he probably blows me out of the water.
No, the guy that has the most is the hockey guy. Carlo's buddy, the hockey guy. Yeah, he is every single fucking jersey.
Or Jillian, the girl that does the different impressions of each team.
I don't think she has jerseys. She has a lot shirts. Of shirts.
Yeah, she wears hoodies and shirts and sometimes jerseys, but yeah.
So I know for a fact she doesn't have a Penguins one because she wears the just a Penguin shirt because she's a Flyers fan. She doesn't allow herself to wear anything Pittsburgh Penguins.
So before we get back into a video game talk, let's wrap it up for today. And
Is there anything else that we missed? I mean, there's been no signings. There's been no news. We'll talk to you guys in December.
Alex Tuck's Spinning Chicklets interview was pretty good. I highly recommend you guys listening to it.
I still never listened.
Yeah, it involves like his story about him getting pranked by Fleury, the locker room reaction after the Fleury tweet. I don't want to spoil anything, but he talks about a lot. And I love the Chicklets guys because I feel like they just make the players they interview, they just make them feel like they're talking to one of the guys. You know what I mean? And they're not very they're answers are not very your typical hockey answers. They actually open up. Yeah. And it's really good interview. I highly recommend it. It's really funny and it's awesome. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I'm going to go order a personalized jersey here, I think, now that I can do that.
Can you do personalized on there?
No, I think it's just players, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's just players.
But... Are you going to do a Petro?
If you guys ever hear when we can get the once we have personalized, let me know, and then
I bet if you call them, if they're already getting these plates in now, they're probably either ready to do that or getting pretty close.
Then how long it would take them and everything too, but you know, yeah.
I'm waiting for a cool hockey to be able to sell them before I buy them.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to be. I might just pick up one single one for now, like directly through there.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to wait. I just want to have one and see what it looks like in person sort of thing at this point.
Okay, so it's good looking. You're going to go with Petro?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do Petro as the gold one. After seeing how like they already did his jersey like when he first got signed in gold, it looked really good with his that number 7 on it.
Number 7.
I think single digits always look the best.
Yeah, yeah, and it gives you more real estate to have more of the gold on the back by only having the one number. So yeah, I think we'll be back pretty shortly here in, you know, the next week or two, and we'll figure out when we're gonna have another podcast here. I know it's been quiet and boring for the off season, but at least it's a short off season, I guess, ish.
Maybe.
Maybe. Hopefully.
But yeah, we'll definitely have some people on. We want Tom from the Blue Notes podcast to come on, but he's still a little butthurt about Petro, so we're giving him a little bit of time.
Might get the Sharks folks here, right?
Yeah, yeah. We want to just have like a absolute train wreck recording at some point with the Sharks guys. That'll be a good time. So
we'll talk about them potentially getting kicked out of SAP. So.
Oh man. So yeah, anything else we want to cover before we wrap up here, guys?
Not really.
Much I can think of right now.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
We'll
probably talk to everybody after Thanksgiving. So yeah, be safe. If you have family or friends over, make sure to wear a mask, even if you are at home. Just be safe as you can.
Put the turkey, like open up the mask, put the turkey in it, close the mask again, like, chew it up.
Put a mask in a turkey.
The only thing I'm thinking ahead of right now is just get my puppies in 2 days. So
let us know.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, congrats.
For sure. I got one today from the breeder today, and they were in boxes. So I'm joking around, saying, here, they're being shipped to me.
Well, awesome, man. Congrats. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to petting those good doggos once this stuff gets better sometime.
Damn sure.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, everybody, as always, for listening. And we'll be back in the next week or two with hopefully some good content, even though it's the boring part of the off season. So yeah, I think that's it. Thanks again.
Later, guys. I got no list. Good quip.